everyone, and welcome to episode 255 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me catch you up to speed on what this show is like. It's a lot like Adam Sandler's career. You know, it started slow, and it grew, and then it just became a mega hit. Success after success. And then old age just robbed it of all of its fresh and fun ideas until it struck a deal with Netflix. While still excited with the idea of a Sandler film, audiences grew tired of the same old shit. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who can't make love without Big Daddy playing in the background.
What?
No, it's not Big Daddy.
Yeah, it's Big Daddy.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's drunk. It's a drunk punch love. Punch drunk love.
Oh, is that it for you?
Oh,
that's what does it for you. I like how it took this long for it to catch up to Kevin that I was like, oh wait, I make love to Adam Sandler films.
No. Hold on, let me. Eight Crazy Nights. Now, oh there. Oh, Eight Crazy Nights. That's what I, because it that's how long it takes.
Bowling for Soup has an album called Punch Drunk Lunch or Lunch Drunk Love. I like Bowling for Soup. Do you guys like Bowling for Soup?
And with the first stoppage of the show to a screeching halt, brought to you by Kevin.
Yeah, we're keeping count now.
But they're so fucking good.
And
they live like two blocks away from both of you guys.
We should just have a counter that we can hit and just ding,
ding,
ding.
I'm just saying, if I lived next to Bowling for Soup, I'd go see him at least once a year.
So, guys, favorite Adam Sandler film? Do you have one?
Favorite Adam Sandler film?
Happy Gilmore.
The Wedding Singer?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. And it sucks because I want to say, Airheads. Fuck Airheads is my favorite.
Airheads. Yeah. Yes. Brendan Fraser.
Yes. Brendan Fraser and fucking Crazy Eyes Buscemi.
Yeah. Steve Buscemi. That's a good one. Fuck, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always liked his more serious films.
Yes. Like Spanglish was good. And like I said, Punch Drunk Love was good.
What was it? I'm thinking of,
what's the one, Click or whatever?
Click.
That one was terrible.
The one with the really fucking sad ending.
You really thought Click was bad?
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
Oh man, I liked it. Hey,
did
you know
you watch
what?
The whole thing?
Hey, you want to know a fact? Here's a quick fact for you.
Okay.
Katie and I, back in what year was that? 2006, 2007, whatever year that came out. That was our first date.
Ooh, and you guys are still together?
And that was amazing. Mm. Now, there was a good 3 years in between where we weren't, but.
Damn.
What was it? There's another one. 51st States. I like that one.
That was a good one, too, with a little cute little penguin.
Oh, and you know what? It's a strange movie, but I do recommend it. The Cobbler.
The fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's
even on Netflix.
Yeah, The Cobbler is where he plays. He plays a cobbler, and he fixes shoes, and then he finds out that the machine that he uses in the basement actually is magical, and so if he puts the shoes on, he becomes the person who owns the shoes.
Awkward.
So.
What happens when he stops wearing the shoes, though?
He goes back to himself.
What happened, but what about the people whose lives he stole?
Now, he doesn't actually steal those lives. He just becomes a copy of them.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a cloning machine.
Gotcha. So it's not like, so he didn't like take over their personality or like their body. He wasn't a body snatcher.
I personally think that would have been a better storyline is if he was a body snatcher. And
can you imagine like the havoc in which you would wreak on people's life or whatever? Just like so they just like they get their body back. We assume, and they're like, "What the fuck? What happened? I've been gone a month. I don't remember any of this. What are you talking about? We now have an open marriage."
Can you imagine sitting with your three kids and your wife, and you're sitting there just eating some tuna fish or something, and you just and then you put on these shoes and you fucking disappear. right in front of your family.
What are you doing putting on shoes at the goddamn dinner table is what I want to know.
No, Adam Sandler's putting on the shoes halfway across the city.
Oh, so that's okay.
What? Okay.
Best
ding, Adam ding, Sandler movie.
Ding.
Best Adam Sandler movie that never had Adam Sandler in it. Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
Grandma's Boy.
What was that other one? Benchwarmers?
Was that another Happy Madison film?
It was.
Nice.
Yeah, I go with Grandma's Boy, which I still am very angry that they have yet to put that on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. Don't know why.
So good.
D-Week says tuna, .. Yeah, nobody eats fucking tuna fish sandwiches around here?
No.
For dinner?
This ain't the fucking weird 80s.
Tuna, white bread, no crust.
If you like our rants, if you like what's going on, if you like our dings from Kevin, you can always subscribe to us. There's many ways to do that. We ask that you do it through Audioboom because, well, they provide all of our bandwidth. So there's no way for, you know, us to do the show without them. They pay for all of you to listen to the show, so it's wonderful. We thank them. They're our sponsor. But you can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you can find a podcast. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch, we stream it. You guys can interact with us. All is good. So, now.
Sorry. In the chat, Ed says, you never had me. You never had your tuna.
It's all about family.
It's all about tuna. Tuna fast, tuna furious.
God damn it.
I would have loved it if he's flying across those train tracks and his car's flipping and out of nowhere he pulls out a tuna sandwich, looks at Vin Diesel.
Hey, Kev, I have a question for you.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Well, Jared was doing his little spiel. Were you counting the amount of hair you had in your beard? What were you doing?
No, I was pulling one of the white hairs out. I want to be young forever.
That's not how that works.
If you can't make it to a live show, we understand. That's why we've provided you with a great way to connect with the fans of the show and us, of course. You can hop on over to Discord. Right on the website, there's links for everything. You go over to the 8bitgeek.com and you can connect with us, say hi. Say hi to other people. Play some games with other people. Right now we're all addicted to one game, and it's not Monster Hunter, I can tell you
it's
that.
It's Monster Hunter World. Yay!
It's not.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. But if you like this show or you don't like this show, we have some other shows on the network that you may like or you may want to add. It's that we have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. So we have a ton of content that you can get a hold of. I know that some people who've listened have expressed that they've gone through all 255 episodes. By the time this launches, it'll be 255. So if you're looking for new content, you know where it's at. So you can also get more content over on Patreon. If you can become a subscriber on Patreon, then we have some great content for you. You get extended shows, so you get a pre-show and a post-show full of a Q&A. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of inside information that that you could get privy to. So you can go over there for as little as $5 a month and subscribe. And it helps us out. Excuse me.
Excuse me?
Where was that mute button?
Yeah.
Oh, I made a mute button, everybody. But it muted everybody. Like, it muted the entire show, so I can't use it yet. So I'm working on a mute button, you know, for the whole me accidentally coughing thing that happens maybe once every 5 weeks. Moving on!
Once every 5 minutes.
Hey, be positive. We're going to do some misconnections.
What the fuck was that?
Hey. Is that how you talk to Colin?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Listen.
Hey, stay in class, friend.
We don't say racist things to other people, okay?
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay. I don't know why that made me think it's okay. So this is not, there's nothing to do with being racist, but today my son in front of grandma, I guess doing the whole potty training thing, and there was like, she has like a lab, so there's like dog hair in his little kid toilet. Mm-hmm. And apparently he saw it and went, god damn it.
Oh, really? Kid's got a mouth on him.
We've taught him to, we go, you know, those are grown up words. You don't say grown up words in front of grandma. Instead, say, oh, beans. So sometimes he'll be like, oh, beans. It's so cute.
But he, why definitely... haven't you recorded any of this?
Well, I wasn't there.
And well, no, Nana... I mean, like the aw beans moments.
He never is.
Yeah. Oh, Doug, you've been going out to get cigarettes a lot?
Constantly.
Going out to get cigarettes. I'll see you on your 18th birthday.
Yeah, in fact, this is actually my real voice now. I've smoked so much. What you're hearing is a fake voice that I put on.
Ed's mom?
What did someone say? Oh, my boy Ed. Oh, it's been so long since I've talked to my boy Ed. I think I saw him in the chat. Hey, Ed, are you still here? It's your like... mother.
Is that like fucking Smoker's Cop Casey Kasem?
My name is Casey Kasem.
But it's Batman.
No. Yeah, Batman. No, yeah.
No, no, yeah.
In my mouth.
Smoke in my mouth.
Smoke in my mouth.
Oh, God.
He's not responding, so... He might have heard his mom and left, so assuming that she needed something down the hall.
God. Well, this is Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do ad lib just a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Well, one, why is your face covered like that?
I read the first sentence.
Oh. Oh, God! I didn't even make the connection!
Oh, wow, that's contextual.
Hey, Sean!
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What do you got going on this week?
Oh, just a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, I'm angry. You seem angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'll just get straight down to it.
Okay.
Yeah, this week's Misconnection goes out to Angie. And it said, and the title is Fuck You, Angie.
Well, darn.
I never went down on you because you smell like rotten tuna down there. I never had you. I never had that tuna.
You kept the crust on.
Yeah, you didn't cut that crust off. I wouldn't want you now for anything in the world. You should be grateful I ever let you meet me in the first place. I'm way out of your league. And every so-called man in your little circle, I know, and others know, that I'm none of the things you accuse me of being. Ugly? Lol. Far from it. And you fucking know it, loser. Oh, sorry, that's a period there. Loser. Nah. You're just talking about your husband and your male dork friends.
Dork. I've heard that in a while.
I haven't seen that in forever.
I don't need approval or compliments from you or your ugly-ass friends, for that matter. The uglier you get, the uglier you'll get. That's a fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack. You're pathetic for being pimped out like used toilet paper by your fat, bald pimp in a sham marriage. You're pathetic because you'll keep falling in love with guy after guy like the dumbass pathetic cunt you are who clearly has daddy issues. Whoa. You're weak and insecure and lie about men wanting you all over the place. Bullshit! LOL, you're delusional. You have to brag about it to everyone and anyone that'll listen. Lol, I've had tens. I've had this fucking dime after dime. And you ain't it. You get all the boys behind you. They're too weak and they're losers. The type that are too dumb and too weak to do anything to me or to my face. That's a fact.
Jack.
Don't worry about my future because I'm not worried about yours. I could care less. That's just okay. I could care less if you think nobody will want me. I care a little bit because I could care a little less. So I do care a little bit.
Because you wrote this.
What planet are you on? You know that's not true. You know that's not true. But I'll remember your insults. It'll drive me harder than ever in my life to become a greater success than you or anyone else you know. Fuck your real men. They're nothing. They nobodies. The true pathetic losers that nobody will remember. I don't care anymore. So block away, you smelly cunt. Tuna. Jesus. Please do remember every rotten thing you said and did to me because I'm going to make you eat your words. Fuck you and good riddance, you ugly, Miss Piggy-eyed, looking, middle-aged, snitch, bitch, insecure, over-the-hill, alcoholic, suicidal, crazy, slut bag, desperately in need of plastic surgery, shit-talking married to a cocksucker, scumbag cunt. Forever good riddance. My hands are clean of you. This is a beautiful feeling. Now block away, bitch. Yours truly, fuck yeah, Sean Pennis.
Holy shit.
This had some real passion behind it, Sean. You've been wanting to tell somebody that for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some pent-up aggression, man. Go rub one out or something, dude.
Will do. See you guys in a few.
All right, well, hey, it's a green screen. It's a little breezy in here.
Oh, no. Shut the window.
Oh, it's too late. Hey. Hey.
I thought 2018 was going to be good.
I'll be on the second. I'm kind of busy doing something else back here.
Yeah, you handle you, okay? You need some help back there?
I am handling me.
Okay.
Good observation.
Hey, what's going on? Happy 2018, okay?
Happy birthday, Mark.
No,
I'm busy. I'll respond in a second.
Man, I can't get it. You're busy.
You're making this take longer than it needs to.
Hey, I got something to say, okay? I'm a little upset as well, okay? Okay. Anywho. Damn it, Janet. Mouthful woman. I got a semi in the valley. Hey, Ninja J. I'm guessing by now you realize who this is, lol. It's funny how things work out. You know, you just wanted to know, like, I do like you a lot. And, you know, your reading was correct. Because the second time you marry that man, we'll love you. Not jumping to any conclusions. But, you know, it's a crazy world. Lol. You know?
Sounds like that lol was a question. That's like what, laughing out loud?
That's what I'm saying, okay? You can't lol until you lol. Hey, you guys go anywhere lately? You guys want to go to the arcade?
Where are we going?
You want to go to the Super Bowl? My Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
As long as we don't have to deal with any Philadelphia fans, I guess.
Right. No, seriously.
Okay. I'll sneak you in the back. Just like I do the girls. Bye.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait for me. 10 more seconds.
He's coming. I'm going. I'm going. He's coming. We always miss each other.
What's up, Velvet?
I'm coming too.
Oh, Sean, you got that corner to yourself. I'm going to let you be, player.
I'm done.
Oh, well, hope you had someone clean that up.
Nope.
So what you got, Velvet?
This time, this is a crazy drug dealing chick. This is a male for women, of course. This time I was in Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue where the fuck that is, but I was in Costa Mesa. My age this week is 34. You know, I'm rolling in a couple years younger. At Craigslist. There was a long gap between that and
true.
The sentence. So I'm looking for this chick I used to fuck around with. Her name is Heidi Erin Williams.
Uh-oh. Shout out.
Social Security number 258. Yeah. She's 5'6", curvy, in parentheses, may have sucked the fuck up too. What? Maybe sucked the fuck up too. I don't know what that means. Curly blonde hair, 36 tits. She sells meth and coke. That's how we met, actually. That's a little regular thing in Costa Mesa. Make a mess of your Costa, if you know what I mean. Now, if you've seen her or know her, help a cracker out. Yours truly ain't falling for that shit. Velvet Jones.
We were talking last night about how during the Royal Rumble, about how that one time that was a Booker T said the N word. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, where he was like, it was back in the WCW when he was still part of Harlem Heat, and they were like talking about Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, he was like, yeah, what did he say? Like,
oh, well, man. He's like, he's talking about Lex Luthor. He's like, and we take Lex Luthor the Giant. And then he's like,
yeah, go on, Kev.
What was it? We coming for the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. And then he dropped the N-bomb.
N-word.
And as soon as he said it, he just like puts his head in his hands, like, oh, I'm going to get fired. But Mean Gene deflected the shit out of it, dude. He went right over. He's like, well, I'm going to ask Stevie Ray what's going on. And you see Sherry Martel like kind of patting him on the back and smiling the whole time.
Like, ooh, you fucked up.
I've seen that.
It's okay.
Hey, you're missing something.
Conversations.
There it is. Man.
Somebody's waiting for it. Let's talk top box office. No movies came out. There's a couple movies, I guess, that came out. Maze Runner, The Death Cure came out and hit number one at the box office with 23.5 million.
Part eight of something.
I think there was like three of them. I've seen the first two. Don't ask me why.
Because you're married to Ashley?
No, it's just because I don't know why. I don't have an answer. You know, the first one was.
Assume that's it.
The first one was intriguing. It was a cool idea. Second one, they lost me a little bit. But I think it's been like 5 years since they've released this film. Like, the last one came out. The Scorch.
They couldn't get any funding.
The Scorch Trials came out in 2015. Okay, so 3 years. All right. I thought there was a delay for some reason.
Is that chick not in this? Is this the one that had that chick in it? That one girl that was in all those things? What was her name? Oh, my God. She was also in... Let's just go with another Maze Runner movies. Maze Runner. No, I guess not.
This was a book series, though, right? Mm-hmm. It was based off a book series? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They thought it was going to be the next Hunger Games.
Ah.
Shailene Woodley is who I'm thinking of, and I'm trying to think of what series she was in, because she had a movie series like that also. But hers was, Divergent, and then Insurgent, and then whatever the other ones are called.
Oh, okay.
Allegiant. Yeah. Sorry. They're all the same. They all want to be Hunger Games or Twilight. And
are you thinking Divergent? That's what Ant says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Hostiles also, I guess, came out, but it says it's been out for 6 weeks. But I think it had a wide release this week.
Yeah, I hope so for their sake, because they've only made 12 million total in 6 weeks.
I want to see this film. I want to see this one. This one is with our boy. This is what they're saying.
Oh,
somebody said that it's like an awesome Western film. And I'm
a thing where it showed like it was like a scale of like his best roles, and like the top being Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the least was. And this was like right up at the top with like Dark Knight and stuff.
Yeah. They're saying it's a phenomenal film. So we've had a couple subscriptions we should read out.
Yeah. Kev.
Yeah. So far we had Joiners subscribed. Thank you, Joiners. We also had That Is a Classic resubscribe for 2 months. We had a followed by Deadpool 53, and M. Dills is followed as well. And then Random at the beginning of the show used one bit.
Well,
so for all of you,
thank you for the subscriptions.
Oh.
Joey says, I'm new here. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. I meant to read more into this story, but well, let's just go for it. The Weinstein Company is getting a new name, and they're getting a family-friendly makeover.
A female-friendly makeover.
Yeah, that's what I said. A family-friendly female makeover.
I hate you.
There'd be no families without the females.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. What's it going to get called?
Until we figure out test tube babies that don't need a womb. Until then.
I don't know. Fuck, I meant to. I really meant to look at the name of what they're fucking naming
it. Well, Ants has put forward one in the chat, and I really like it. It's Weinstein. I think that's really good. Weinstein Company. Also, pretty feminine. I like it.
I like that. I see a name here in the story. It's called Murderer's Row. I think that's a cool name for.
Yeah, that's definitely not it, but.
Yeah. Welcome to Murder's Row Pictures, bitch.
With Ja Rule.
It's murder.
Anyways, I'm all for
there's
it.
There's a whole bunch of the name is up in the air. So like,
oh, is
some
it?
Of some marketing companies have suggested Wonder Hill for the hillside on which the Hollywood sign sits.
Nice.
There's Assembly Hall, which just sounds like something the Justice League would hang out in.
I like that.
And then for those less it was funny because the first word is creative. That's what for the less creative, Creative Trade Studios.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's boring as fuck.
That sounds like sounds like a YouTube station.
Yeah,
station.
Yeah, because YouTube is getting into radio.
A YouTube channel about woodworking.
Well, welcome back to Creative Trade Studios. Today we're going to take a 2x4 and shove it up my ass sideways.
What?
What?
Wait,
you didn't see that station?
Ding. Three.
And after he's done with that, we're gonna get back to Casey Kasem with an interview with the creative pineapple guy.
What?
I don't know. 2x4? You got it. Ding one for me. We are getting a new RoboCop movie, and guess what? It's gonna be a sequel to the original continuity. Yes, nice. Motherfuckers. Yes.
So they're going to bring back the original costume?
Yes, Peter Weller coming back?
Yep.
Oh, God, his old ass. You'll just see nothing but wrinkles underneath, like, for the mouth part.
Listen, if it's going to be a direct sequel, I'm going to need a couple things from this. One, Peter Weller returning as RoboCop, because duh.
Uh-huh.
Two, they're going to have to go dig up the fucking grave of Irving Kirshner to come back and direct this fucking movie, too.
Hey, all you're going to do is see him, he's going to... Come with me. And then, like, he pops some fucking Tylenol. Hold on.
Paul Verhoeven directed the original. Like, if they can get him to come back, I mean, he's not doing shit.
How do you know?
What do you know?
How do you know he hasn't opened... He did
fucking Showgirls?
How do you know he hasn't opened, like, an art institute for children?
Because his last movie was Showgirls.
Yeah.
Exactly. How do you know he hasn't opened...
Or was his last movie Starship Troopers? I don't know what came out first, Showgirls or Starship Troopers.
No, his last movie was The Blessed Virgin.
God, that would be. He sounds like a fucking creep.
It's in pre-production.
So maybe we don't want him coming back, huh?
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. Some other things have been moving around in Hollywood, which is John Cena is in negotiations to be Duke Nukem.
I can see that.
Dude, he almost won. Sorry, going back to Royal Rumble. He went made it to like the final four last night. That was sick.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, he almost won a Grammy last night.
Won a Grammy last night. No, but then his fiance almost won the women's.
Yeah. And I would have believed it too, because going, you know, the WWE way, they would have been like, oh, cool. Yeah. It's a very special Rumble. Hey, let's give it to Cena's wife. Exactly. while that music plays.
I just got a text from my wife that says, your son wants to, he can hear you cussing in there, and he says you should be saying all beans.
Give that kid a kiss on the forehead.
To go back to the Royal Rumble, I think I and probably a lot of other people would have been a little upset to see her win, or either of the Bella twins or whatever the fuck they're called.
Agreed, because they're both retired.
Yeah, they're retired, right. Yeah, you want to see someone current, and so when what's her nuts went flying out right at the end, we're all like, well, shit, now it's got to be. Was it Ahsoka? What was her name, Ahsoka?
Asuka.
Yeah, sorry.
My kid.
Ahsoka from Star Wars? No, if she didn't win, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah. It was fun though. I really enjoyed both Rumbles last night. It was some good action. So a lot of surprises.
It was fun. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the film news I have.
Thank God.
Oh.
So let's get into gaming. Kev, Doug, and I played different games this week. Actually,
and they're all called Monster Hunter World.
fun story. Kevin hit me up the other day. And he goes, Jer. I was like, yeah, bud, what's up? And he's like, hey, put this code into your PS4. Hurry. Do it now.
Don't.
And I said, okay. So I put it in. And it was a free copy of Monster Hunter World.
Well, it's free to you. It wasn't free to Kev. Kev bought us all copies of Monster Hunter.
Yes, I bought you all copies of Monster Hunter because I'm a good guy, Jer.
By taking a quiz.
He just got it severely discounted.
For $0.
I mean, for his copy, but he got deals for our copies.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, okay? There may have been an exploit used to get free copies of Monster Hunter. What? It's not like Sony's gonna come after you. Listen to this podcast. What are they gonna do? Turn off your PS4? Be transparent, man. Come on. Own up to it. Anyways, we all got a copy.
Well, somehow. You own up to how you legally download movies and TV all the fucking time, Jer.
Yeah.
I pay $10 a month for access to my...
No, you don't.
Yes,
I do. You pay $10 a month for access to like private servers where people illegally host these fucking movies and TV shows. You're not paying the fucking studios for that stuff. You're stealing, dude. And if you think that you are, you're gravely...
Listen, I don't ask where my $10 goes, Doug. Okay?
I mean, just because I send them Bitcoin on the dark web, totally legit.
Listen, I do my part. I pay for a service... Whatever they do with that money is up to them, okay?
Okay. Jer edits this part out of the show.
Doug, you know what? If we're going to be out in the open and we're going to discuss things, well, tell everybody about your 2 terabytes of massive porn.
Why?
That's a fucking trophy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is? I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Who pays for porn?
Yeah, it's all. I mean, that was all free porn too.
No, it wasn't. It's full porn films that you downloaded as
full
well.
Full porn films.
Full porn. He doesn't even listen. Here's the dirty dark secret about Doug. He doesn't even watch the fucking. He just edits it all out and saves the movies.
I want to watch the story.
He wants the story.
I mean, it's Oscar season. He's got to catch up. I guess AVN season.
Hey, do they have a porn? Do they have a porn Oscar? Is that what's going on?
Well, they have the porn awards. Yeah, like the adult video. I think it's like AVNs or something like that.
Hmm. I like it. All right. So to recap, Kev didn't steal anything. I haven't stolen anything, but Doug definitely has a porn connection. So collection. So
I have a porn connection too. I have a friend who's a porn star.
He does.
Oh yeah.
That's where all my free porn comes from.
Yeah, dude. What's his name?
It's her. Her name is Hella Darling.
Hella Darling?
Yes, sure.
What is it?
That was Ella.
What is it? You hear him typing.
Just for science.
I'll let you know. Meh.
Oh. Meh. All right. All right, so what did you...
Hey, Ella, if for whatever reason you haven't heard this, I love you, but you are not my type.
Damn. Rejection.
I mean, she wasn't coming for this, so it's fine.
What if? How do you know?
I see what you did there.
Kev, what did you played Monster Hunter? What'd you think?
I love it so far. I was actually playing it before this podcast. I'm really enjoying it. It's a fun open world game with a lot of stuff to do. Crazy fucking boss or crazy battles with monsters. Like, I was fighting one and then another one just came out of nowhere and started helping me because it hated that other monster. And then it turned on both of us. Like, it was nuts, dude. It's a really fun game. I like it a lot so far. You can have up to 4-player co-op. So if you guys ever want to play it, you should play it. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it a lot. And you guys have been playing something else as well. What have you been playing?
I tried it.
And what did you think?
I don't.
You tried it.
I tried it.
Plus, you can make your own cats. You get a little cat like partner that helps kick people's asses with you. So I created Professor Walter. And we both have like bone armor and look badass and beat the shit out of monsters.
Ding.
You dinged him for the tribute to his dead cat, Jer. Fuck.
I'm sorry. No, I haven't tried it out. Like, I haven't given enough time to form a really great opinion on it. Not like that matters. But I don't think it's going to be for me. It's just one of those kind of... It's one of those titles that's really hard to get into. And I'm not a big Japanese gamer kind of guy, you know. I've never been really into them, so it's real tough for me. I'm sorry, Kev. You don't. Well,
you act like I made the game.
Well, you're a part of it, you know. Your cat's in it.
You got it for us all for free. Well, us like us, mm-hmm. and not like everyone else.
Yeah,
in their own way. But
so. I thought it was great. I think it's great. I'm going to put a lot of time into it. It's like a lot to do.
Cool. I'll give it more time. But the game that I was really excited about is Sea of Thieves. Woo! I started playing that a few days ago. Jesus Christ. That is the funnest game right now for me. There's quests that you can go on, right? But other than that, it's not structured in any way. You just go and fuck off if you want. And the hilarity is with your teammates. And when you get a good group, it can be something special. And Doug, I played with Doug for his first time. Yeah. And I think we had a blast.
I had a great time. Even though I didn't necessarily care for the person we were playing. One of the people we were playing with. Classic. Just kidding.
Damn.
Sorry. Classic's here. So it's a fun dig because it's fun for me because he's in the chat. No, we had fun. His mic apparently stopped working. So there was literally a point where we were on an island and then we're like, oh shit, there's a ship. And we like, I think it was Jared and I bolted back to the ship and we get there. And little did we know that's a classic apparently like fought them. And like one of them tried to steal one of our treasure chests and he like killed the guy and got our chest back. But then he also stole one from them. And then we chased them down and sunk their ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was. But and then the guy, yeah, I think one of the funniest things.
One that I like was he was okay. So my first time playing, and it took me because I'm playing with the controller, so I don't know how you guys are playing, and I couldn't like having issues. Just like, hey, where's this at? Like, how do I switch weapons? How do I do this? How do I do that? And like, you guys are being really helpful and stuff. But then he was, I guess, was drinking and was getting drunk and was becoming more like. Belligerent as he was drinking and becoming more of an asshole. Mm-hmm. So like I'm steering the ship, which you have to like the steering's crazy. You have to like kind of constantly kind of overcorrect a little bit and then recorrect, you know, like go back the other way. So you kind of it's hard to keep things straight because the ocean and waves and thing and the air and all that stuff. And he was just making comments about like, oh, is someone stealing this stupid ship? And it's just like, dude, fuck off, man. Like I think I went off on him at one point. And so at one point we voted to put Classic in the brig, mm-hmm. which was funny. And so while I was doing that, when I voted to put him in there, I voted to put this dude in there. And then like an hour later, he did something to Gerald was like, oh, that's it, I'm putting you in the brig, and voted to put him in there, and he just instantly in the brig.
So you have to have majority votes, and so you have to have 3 out of 4. So these two motherfuckers, Classic and Doug, already voted to get him in before I even said anything. And so I just started laughing so hard.
Yeah, and then we left him in there for the rest of the game. Like we got back to the dock. We'd done a quest, so we had like a handful of treasure chests. So we went and we turned all those in and sold them. Left them in the brig, and then we voted to scuttle the ship. So we sank the ship with him inside of it.
And then it sank and respawned, and he was still in the brig.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So I will definitely 100% be picking this up on launch day.
And that's the thing, is that we only have like access to like less than a quarter of like the full game. You know what I mean? Like there's all these other quests you can do, and there's all these, like, cause we only have access to like the treasure chest quests. Mm-hmm. And there's other stuff. So I don't know. And the riddles were fun, and it was fun. It was thoroughly enjoyed it, and I wouldn't mind playing more tonight.
I shot Doug really high in the sky through a cannon.
Yeah, that was funny. It was my first time. Just like, it was like, here, get, because you could shoot yourself off the cannon onto an island or whatever. And so you're like, here, just get in there. And then next thing I know, I am so fucking high above the island, and I was like, oh shit. And I'm pretty sure I broke my legs when I landed, because I was limping for a while.
You hear Doug? Uh oh, boy.
It was awesome.
So the takeaway is, if you get one chance and one game to buy, you're gonna have to go Sea of Thieves over Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Kev?
Sea of Thieves is not on PS4, so if you have a PlayStation 4, go with Monster Hunter.
Kev, you still
but if
there?
You have a PC, then
US PCs.
What's a PC? What's a PC? So if you have one of those, you can get Sea of Thieves. Or if you have an Xbox, you can get Sea of Thieves. So there's more options for you to play
Who
Sea
has
of
an
Thieves
Xbox?
Instead of a stupid PlayStation 4.
Besides Mike.
Blake says, if I like Harvest Moon, will I like Stardew Valley? Yes. Answer is yes, 100%. But save that for the Q&A, bud.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some gaming news. And here's something that the internet doesn't like. Facebook is prepping a Twitch competitor for game streaming. And they've already invited a whole bunch of Twitch streamers to take part. And you, too, can get early access to this platform of bullshit.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Meh.
I have no interest in Facebook collecting my data even further into my rig and into what games I'm playing and collecting all my data in the chat sessions and everything. Fuck them.
But you could have your racist aunts and uncles watch you.
That's true. That is true.
Live stream at 1080 at 60 frames per second. So that's not bad. But yeah, like I already don't post about like my streams on Facebook because like right? Mm-hmm. Like if I want you to follow me, you're already either on the Discord or you follow me on Twitter or you're already following my channel. Like I'm good. I don't need people from Facebook to follow me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't need my aunts and uncles and grandparents and parents and
watching your fucking beard cam.
Yeah.
Watch beard cam.
Watching me eat like burritos and beard cam.
Yeah.
Unless they want to pay for it.
I'll try it just to see what audience I get. And then I'll just talk about Twitch the whole time. I'll be like, this is a preview of what you can be watching on Twitch. Follow me there.
Ryan said that I have to set up something like you for, he really wants to watch me eat hot dogs on stream, but I told him I can't because you already have the burrito cam and I can't copy that. And I told him I'd have to figure something else out. But I told him I'd just eat a hot dog on stream for him.
Well, you could do it the other way. You just eat, just show your eyes. Just show your eyes eating. Yeah, just like that. And it's a real tease video.
Wait, when you eat a burrito, is it just your mouth that you show, Doug?
It's beard cam, but I'm eating a burrito.
Ant says, yeah, but hot dog cam is different than burritos. That's true.
It's a little more sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was doing the sound because it's a snap. So you get one of the snappers. So you're like,
I could. I could. I mean, I could eat it slow, low and slow.
Yeah, you can.
Let's see.
And then Ants makes it weird by saying, eat the hot dog with your butt. You gotta make it weird.
Whoa!
Make it weird.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Jesus, too far.
Microsoft is doing something pretty cool with their Game Pass. I thought it was real dumb at first, but then I thought, no, they're letting you have two good games out of three. Their Game Pass right now, it's $10 a month, isn't it? Something like that.
Sure.
$10 a month, you get hundreds of titles, old Xbox 360 games, a lot of Xbox One games that you can enjoy for one low price. And now they're adding all first-party Microsoft published titles will be available on day one for $10 a month. And so you could get Sea of Thieves. I mean, you get 6 months out of it before you pay that $60 up front.
Yeah, but you're going to be playing other games too. I don't think you'll just be playing Sea of Thieves out of that.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if you were planning on getting Sea of Thieves, this would cost you $10 a month and you get the added bonus of all those classic games.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike explained this to me and, you know, he was all excited about it and he got me riled up because was it you or was it him that was like, yeah, you get Crackdown 3. Woo.
Was it Ric Flair that tried to sell you on it?
Woo! So I was like, I went against that because I was like, Crackdown 3 is going to be shit. It's a shit title. It's going to be shit. It has been shit. It'll always be shit.
Damn. So bitter.
Yeah, that sounds like
what
Mike.
Did Crackdown
it sounds like
so,
it sounds like something Mike would like. Was it a shit product? Mike loves it.
Come on.
So we're talking about I don't know if we mentioned it because the chat's asking what service. It's called the Xbox Game Pass. It's $10 a month. You get it through your Xbox right now. There's over 100 games that you can play for $10. Mike says that Kev was all about the Crackdown.
Wow.
So.
Ooh. He just threw you onto the bus, Kev.
I like the first Crackdown a lot.
Everybody
one was,
did.
Meh.
Well, you have high hopes for Crackdown 3.
I would like to see Crackdown 3 do well, but yeah, I don't know.
But here's the two games that are going to be pretty big for the service. I think Sea of Thieves and then State of Decay 2. So there you go. $10. Go get it. Epic is closing down Paragon in April and offering full refunds because that MOBA did not sell. And they're gonna focus all of their they're gonna focus all of their team on Fortnite Battle Royale because that's where the money's at.
Yeah. I played that fucking game and it sucks. It's not very good. I mean, it looks great, but it has no heart to it. If you really want to play a good MOBA, I would say either go with League of Legends or go with Smite. Smite would be the closest to this. And it seems like a lot of the players from that game migrated over to Smite now because of the fact that the other one's closing down. But man, yeah, it just had no heart. I really tried to get into it because of the graphics, but man, it's not very good.
Graphics, as you
can see, because it's getting shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're going to go where there's 60 million other people in Fortnite. Mm-hmm. So. Ubisoft Club is getting a personal assistant and it's kind of like Google Home and Amazon Echo. And you can be like, hey, Ubisoft, what's his name? Fuck. Is it Bob or Bill? Sam. Oh, it's called Sam.
Matt Booty.
It's called Sam. And so now you could just be like, hey, Sam. How many hours have I played in this Crackdown game? And it'll tell you. It's only for Ubisoft games. So I don't get the service. I don't know how it's relevant to mass market.
It's the sort of thing that will play trailers and give release dates and mindlessly chat with you about Assassins, says Engadget.
Stupid. I don't know. Unless they open their own store and like do a big kind of Valve push, I don't see the point of this fucking thing. Sit on your phone and be like, hey, I wonder if my friend is online. Can you tell me, Sam?
No friends online.
Matt Booty is online.
Matt Booty is online. Matt Booty is assassinating those booties.
EA has officially partnered with ESPN Disney XD to broadcast the Madden competitions, guys.
Whoa.
Woo.
I'm surprised you're not more excited about their fucking Slow Jack or whatever his name was. Rough Shot. What was the name? Long Shot?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Long Shot.
Yeah, whatever.
No. If I'm going to watch a football game, it's going to be the real NFL. Sorry.
For two more years until the XFL comes out, baby.
The XFL.
Oh, it's going to be so bad.
It's going to be so bad.
Did you see the press conference about that?
Oh, yeah.
Like Vince just awkwardly asking or answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's football. It's funny because he's like, it's football, but football's gotten too long. Football's like a 3-hour game. Nobody wants to watch football for 3 hours. Then again, he's got fucking Monday Night Raw, which is easily 3 hours every night.
Yeah, but people want to watch that.
And Royal Rumble, which we watched last night, was four hours for the event. Not to mention all the stuff that happened beforehand.
Yeah, so it was like 5 to 6 hours. Yeah.
That was stupid.
Hey, all I know.
WrestleMania last year was like 7 hours.
Yeah.
Tuan said the return of Colin Kaepernick. Sorry, bud. Not going to happen. Because XFL already announced that you have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I love that too, because he's like, I don't want to make it. It's going to be there's nothing political. It's just going to be good old football. Oh, yeah, no, everyone's going to stand for the anthem. It's like, what? I don't think you know how that works, there, 72-year-old Vince McMahon.
He was like, this is America, you're going to stand. And that's the rule. And I was like, cool, 2 years out. Good luck.
Yeah.
Also,
well, hey, who knows how things will be in 2 years? People might be standing up in 2 years.
That's true.
I mean, hey, anything could happen.
There could be a lot of change could happen in 2 years.
A lot of change could happen. I mean, look at how much change has happened in like the first like month of 2018/part of 2016. Like, hey, man, it's no longer cool to do those backroom casting couch things with like Hollywood producers anymore. That's a no-no now. But before it was fine. But nope, they changed that. Can no longer take innocent women in the back room and for their casting stuff, because I mean, look at Weinstein.
Wine.
Hey man, we're making progress. I'm just saying, in 2 years, shit could be different.
The XFL could be the new NFL.
It won't be, but it could be.
Yeah, listen, anything could happen.
Not in the next 2 years. Maybe 2 years after that. So the next 4 years, we could have a new president, because by that point we would have voted for a new one, and the XFL could contend with the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady will win that one too.
God damn it!
Ding. Ding.
That's fine. You know what? I'll add another ding just for myself.
We all have dings now. Ding dongs. There's a rumor going around. I don't know how official it is, but Microsoft is also talking about purchasing EA. So that'd be something.
I think that would be like a monopoly of some sorts.
It's all a monopoly now, Kev. Like everybody owns everything.
That's not how Monopoly works.
I'm sorry.
I own all of the
houses.
No, you know what's going to happen is that Microsoft's going to be like, yo, we want to buy EA, and Disney's going to go, no.
Yeah. They're like, we already bought them last week.
Yeah. No.
Straight cash.
We don't want Microsoft making our games. No, thank you.
Nike is partnering with Sony, and they're making PlayStation shoes.
And they look stupid as fuck.
Yeah, but they're going to sell. They're going to sell a lot.
So, a lot of what?
Wow,
are they going to have Bluetooth compatibility? What?
No, but the PlayStation and the PlayStation Network logos light up LED style on the tongues.
Stupid. It's so stupid. This is fucking stupid.
Hey, you know what's real stupid is that on one of the tongues, it's a network, a Sony network logo. Who the fuck cares? Stupid. I want
LED shoes. Do you see those ones that they sell that like you can buy, like that have like the sides of your shoes? They actually have like LED screens in it where you can like program stuff in it using your smartphone.
Yeah, are you gonna buy them?
No, I said I want them. I'm not gonna pay fucking $400 for a pair of shoes.
I'm sorry, they're what now?
I don't know how much they are. I'm assuming they're a lot.
Well, Let's look it up. Find out.
Shoes with elephants on them. Yes.
Thanks, Google.
While you're looking that up, listen, Microsoft, they're trying real hard with Mixer, guys. And even sometimes when you have better tech, it's still not good enough. So they're going to try to find more ways to fund game streamers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna tell you how soon. So, mm-hmm. And there's something where there's an option that will initially focus on games in Microsoft's online store. Okay.
You know what though? So one of the things I'm talking about here is that like if you're watching someone stream a game, mm-hmm. You'll have the option to buy the game right there, which Twitch does for if the game's available in the Twitch app.
Right.
Which
nobody uses, I don't think.
It's terrible, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're kind of, it's just they're doing the same thing, but they're wanting to buy it from the Microsoft store.
Yeah. Essentially. Whatever. Hey, did you find them, Kev?
Yeah, they're $250.
Okay,
oh,
so
that's not so bad.
Not
you can get that.
Not $400. Listen, you're
Wait. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Pay $250 now. And $250 before delivery later this year. So $500 shoes.
Hold on.
Yeah, but
$250
per shoe. That's not bad.
Yeah.
A shoe.
And you could do installments.
Yeah, you can do installments. You don't have to pay it all up front. Listen, you pay some of it now, and when you get your tax return, you make the other payments, supposing you have some left.
Mm-hmm.
But they are cool, and you use your smartphone, and you can program stuff onto the like part of the
display. Now, I'm looking at this thing that you posted, and it does look really sick. But the biggest problem I have with this is shoes get dirty,
mm-hmm.
and they don't last.
Yeah.
So fuck that. $500.
What would you program them to do, Kev?
Yeah, tell us.
Dicks all over.
It's okay.
I don't know, man. I would probably do like I don't know, like stars or something like that, like coming out. You could probably do cartoons on it.
I do full episodes of Mr. Rogers.
Bob Ross. Bob Ross painting on your shoe.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be like a video of like every time I took a step, blood splatter.
Well, it wouldn't be the bottom of the shoe.
No, but like coming up on the side.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm squashing Smurfs.
Chad Fu says, shoes blasting porn music.
It comes with speakers now too.
Saga cartoons. Well, we need some Saga cartoons to begin with.
Yes.
Well, Sophia, if anyone wants to do, please do.
Forward all. If you're interested, email info@cartoons@pleasenow.saga.aol.com.
Okay. I mean.
We're bringing it back. We're reviving AOL. Just with 8-Bit Saga.
Doesn't Disney own them now?
Maybe. BioWare is doubling down on Anthem as a lot of pressure is mounting on their shoulders because rumor has it that if this game doesn't make it, it's going to be the end of BioWare. So.
Rip.
Rip. I'm going to call it now. BioWare will shut down after this game because I feel like EA is going to do EA's thing and they're going to fuck it up somehow.
I know a really good way for EA to make a fuck ton of money.
How?
Re-release KOTOR 1 and up the graphics. Reskin that bitch. Listen, you already have all of it made. If you want to make it a little more fancy, maybe record, have some people record the dialogue for your character so you can kind of have like a tour style where you get to see the response. But otherwise, you've already done most of the game. Just go reskin that shit and then resell it for $50 to $60 and reap the reward because people already love that game and they will buy an up upgraded version of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just do some 4K textures.
Yep. I shit you not.
Do it. Yeah. So this one's tough. Like most of BioWare's, like right now, they have a small team maintaining Star Wars: The Old Republic, and they're also questioning the future of that game. And they're kind of piecing together the next Dragon Age. So the bulk of all the studios are working on Anthem now. So good luck. Good luck, BioWare. Yeah. We want you to succeed. And we want Anthem to be amazing. Mostly because you stole my fucking name. But, you know, be good. Please be good. Please stick around.
Yeah.
We want you to. Even though EA is going to ruin it for you. It's going to suck.
Well, that's a good way to end this show, huh?
Well, that's the show. I'm Jeremy.
Oh, shit. Really? Okay. I'm Doug.
I guess I'm Kevin.
Stick around. We're going to do a Q&A real quick, and then maybe we'll play some Sea of Thieves. So until
it's still up?
Yeah, it's up till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
So until next week, thank you for tuning in. And make sure that you go follow us on all social media. Check us out on Discord, all that good shit. Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.